All right.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Laurie Beth Jones Radio Blog Talk Show. And this morning we have as our guest Joanna Wasmuth, who is a phenomenon of a human being. She is a dynamo, and I was reading through her bio. She was formerly the Global Director of Marketing for World Vision. She was recently named a Global Woman of Influence from the Women's Business Enterprise National Council, and she's been recognized for excellence in innovation. She and I have had quite the history working together, figuring out how to work together. We have a common passion around empowering women and people in impoverished countries. So welcome, Joanna.
Thank you so much, Laurie Beth. It's a pleasure to be here with you this morning.
Well, this is great. And tell us why you are so passionate. You're getting ready to leave for China. There was something that sparked an interest in you in helping women. And what was that?
Well, you know, most of my adult life, I've been very interested in just the opportunities for women and seeing the strengthening of women as being very important. But it really came to a pivotal life-changing moment for me about 7 years ago when I was sitting in my office and discovered that just in my hometown where I was living at the time, there were several women, there were about 30 women that had been trafficked against their will and were being held against their will in an apartment in Vancouver. And something in me was stirred to the point where I realized that I needed to stand up and do something. And I needed to look at how to, economically empower women so that they could be strengthened and become more resilient against potential predators and against just the difficulties of life, and so that they could be given the freedom to flourish in life.
Well, you and I have a similar background in that we both had advertising agencies before we launched into kind of the Lord's work full time. So tell me, what is the challenge on breaking the cycle of poverty? You have some really interesting and heartbreaking statistics here.
Well, you know what? About 1 in 5 people in the world today live on less than $1.25 per day. And if you think about what it costs to buy a loaf of bread or a jug of milk or anything that are kind of the basic essentials, you realize very quickly that that $1.25 doesn't go very far. And so breaking the cycle of poverty, I mean, it's very challenging. We can be moved to compassion where we want to give aid and we need to give aid. But there comes a point where you need to have a plan beyond just giving food aid or giving other types of aid. We need to be able to look, how do we move people from a place where they're dependent on aid to a place where they are really able to be providing for their families and independent and moving to self-sustainability, not only for themselves, but for their local community.
Now, micro lending is a phenomenon around the world right now, and World Vision has a lot of specific programs for that. But first, let's talk about how small loans can really make a big difference.
Well, small loans are really, I think, one of the most critical components to breaking the cycle of poverty, where you're actually doing something outside of kind of the cyclical nature of things, and you begin to empower people, and in particular, focusing on women, empowering women to be able to earn a living wage, and where they can then begin to provide food for their children and pay the school fees so that their children can have the education or enable them to have, you know, better jobs and lead to a better future. And so many The whole concept of microfinance is really around providing these small little loans that give people the chance to build a business or to grow a business. And just to put that in context, we often maybe in a more developed setting, you know, we think of starting businesses as kind of a risky thing. You know, that's only for a certain number of people, and most people go to a regular 9-to-5 job. But in the developing countries where 90% of the world's poor live, the majority of those people are actually self-employed. There are not the types of jobs that we would think about as far as going to, going into the office every day or things like that. And so most people need to find a way to make a living, whether it's through farming and various agricultural methods, or whether it's small kiosks or little bakeries. There was a woman that I met in Rwanda that I'd love to share the story of.
Yes, tell us.
That's all right. Well, I was in Rwanda not too long ago, and in a very rural area, and there was a woman there who had taken a $100 loan and been able to open a restaurant. She was known for her cooking, and she lost her husband in the genocide back in the 90s, and so suddenly she was not only a widow, but now a single mother of several children.
Wow.
And she had the drive and obviously the incredible drive and passion to now need to take care of her children. And so she began to look for what she could do. And she found out about the World Vision Microfinance Program, where she was able to join with other women in the community and go through training together. And then begin to kind of plan out how they would launch a business. And then they actually received a small loan. So she received a $100 loan, and
wow.
She was able to buy some oil, some rice, a big cooking pot, and she just started cooking. It's what she knew how to do, and she started cooking. And she actually launched the first little restaurant in this rural area of Rwanda. And I've got to tell you, the pride and the excitement on her face watching her tell this story was amazing. She began to recount how they were living in a small shack, but through the profits of this business, she was able to actually build a house for her kids. And then she was actually able to take in 5 orphans and care for them. And then she started hiring other women in the community. And suddenly you have all of these people who have jobs. When I met with her a little while ago, it was about 20 women who were working with her. And she has just grown this business to the point where it's flourishing, and it's a bright spot, not only in her life, but in for those the families of those 20 women who are also working there. And then obviously, therefore, for the whole community, as they all begin to earn a living wage and be able to care for and provide the basic needs for their children. And I think the thing that made me just chuckle was that she was telling me, I was asking her, well, what are your plans for the future? And she said, well, actually, I've just applied for the largest loan I've taken yet, because I see an opportunity to provide catering for the humanitarian organizations in the region. So
that is great.
Innovative woman.
For $100, I mean, many of us spend more than that on a blouse. So tell us about the baker in Malawi.
Oh, I met a baker in Malawi about a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, and he had been living, this is a man actually, he had been living just kind of very day-to-day. He was able to make enough bread that he could one loaf, one or two loaves, and then earn enough to maybe just buy enough flour for the next day. And he joined the World Vision Program there and was able to receive a $25 loan. $25 is really not very much, but it made all the difference for him. And he was able to actually buy a large 10-pound bag of flour and a couple of additional bread loaf pans. And suddenly he went from subsistence just barely day-to-day, making enough for the next day, to having the volume that he needed to be able to sell and earn a profit and then begin to expand his business. And he now has a thriving bakery. There's a lineup out the door every day, and it's really remarkable in a rural area of Malawi. And he is also employing multiple people. I don't recall how many, but there were probably a dozen or so people that he was employing and providing jobs for. It's really amazing when you think that one small loan can really transform those families, but not only those families, but their community, and then to shape the future of a whole country.
Wow. Now tell us what we can do as listeners. You know, help us organize our thoughts so we can take action today on this.
Okay. Well, I think there are a number of different things. I'd like to talk on maybe two different levels around that. There are some very specific ways that you can get involved, and I'll tell you about that specifically around supporting microfinance. But I think really I would like to encourage your listeners to think about lifting as they climb. And so one of the key components of that is really becoming the best that you can be in your career, really growing and excelling in your career, but not just for your own benefit, but so that you in turn can then become an advocate for those around you, whether they're your other colleagues or people in your community, or ultimately the less fortunate, whether they're in your own country or elsewhere. And I would highly recommend that people read your book, Jesus Career Counselor, as they're looking at I just read this recently, and it's a fantastic book. And I think having that vision of understanding who you are and how God has made you and how you can be in an environment where you're really empowered to thrive and flourish and become all that God intended for you to be is important. So I really applaud you for your messages around that.
Well, thank you very much. We've just got about 2 minutes here, and yes, that is my passion. I believe if everybody were truly living their calling, we would change the world. And
it's
you are
very
certainly,
true.
Certainly living yours. You could be sitting back with this nice design and marketing agency making a lot of dough, and here you are meeting bakers in Malawi with a different kind of dough. So tell us, where can we go to help with this?
Well, I would encourage anybody who is interested to find out more about how they can empower entrepreneurs in the developing world to go to a website that World Vision has just recently launched, where you can actually go and read the stories of the entrepreneurs like the baker in Malawi and the woman who opened the restaurant in Rwanda. You can read those stories. You can see what they're looking for a loan for, and then you can choose to donate to fund those loans, whether it's a portion or fund the whole loan, anywhere from, you know, $25 up to maybe $500. So I would encourage
money goes directly to them, right?
I'm sorry?
That money goes directly to them.
It does.
Right.
It goes directly to them and they, through the microfinance institution in the country, whatever country it is that you choose, they will be given the loan. And similar to the woman in Rwanda, they'll go through some training and they'll be part of a group and then be given that loan. And your listeners can find out more if they go to a website. It's www.wvmicro.org.
WVMicro.org, which stands for World Vision Micro.org. And for more information from Joanna, you can go to joewasmuth, W-A-S-M-U-T-H, at gmail.com. That's Joe, J-O, Wasmuth, at gmail.com. Joanne, thank you so much. Joanna, thank you so much for this time and for the work that you're doing. Godspeed and safe traveling as you go to China and make a difference in the world. Thank you so much. We're so blessed to have you in San Diego with us.
Thank you, Laurie Beth. It's a
All right.
pleasure and privilege to be here with you.
All right. Blessings to you. Listeners, take action. Don't just feel bad for people. Take action. $25. Start a bakery in Malawi. Thank you so much, and blessings to you all. Bye-bye.